Little halacha. We're up to the we're starting a new halacha. Hilchos brachos shebesuda, the laws of which blessings you make within the meal. And we're starting with section with chapter Kuf Ayin Dalet. That's 174. And this talks din birchas hayayin besuda. This is talking about the law whether you have to make that you have to make the blessing for wine if you're doing in the meal. Remember, generally we know the general rule that we've learned that during the meal, you don't make any brachas, it's part of the meal. As far as wine goes, you have to make a bracha, even if you're doing the meal. Let's see inside what it says. Subsection 1, Aleph. Yayin afal pisha bo lishtishte chasuda, wine. Even though you're going to drink it in the meal, so we don't say, oh, it's part of the meal, no bracha. Mevarech alo ber pregofen, you still have to make the blessing ber pregofen. It is not exempt. Okay, I made a motzi lechem in aretz. Everything else in the meal is included. No, not the wine. Even if he's drinking because he's trying to soak the food that's in his stomach, you know, he wants to drink, he wants it as a drink to flatten it himself out. So it means that what? The purpose of it is the meal. So he's not drinking just to say l'chaim. He's drinking it for part of the meal. So then that would be similar to other items that you serve during the meal, which are part of the meal. So why don't we say the same thing with the wine? In those cases, they would be exempt with the bracha on the bread, as has been explained in later on in Simon Kufa in Zayin in section 177 in Sif Aleph. A mekomakom nevertheless, hoyil v'yayin uchoshuv. Since wine is considered important, the proof for that, shagoyim bracha la'atzmai become a mekomis, because it causes to make a bracha for itself. You make a bracha on wine itself in many places. As for example, you make a bracha on the wine, you go and be kiddush. When you make kiddush, you make a ber priagofen. The havdola, you make a ber priagofen. Ubirchas erisin, when the rabbi is performing the marriage, you have a cup of wine, you make a ber priagofen, right? Shemavarchan al yayin ber priagofen. And in that case, you're just blessing the wine. Afal pi shein tzorich lishtiyosei. Even though he doesn't need to drink it. We want you to have the wine and do the ber pregofen. You're not drinking wine, you don't want to drink wine, but it's for the kiddush. You have to have wine for the thing, so you're making a bracha ber pregofen for the wine. The fikach ein nechshev tofel lepas. It's not considered secondary to bread. Lipoter bibirchosei, to be exempt with the bracha on the bread. Bibracha rishon sheber pregofen, from the first bracha, which is the ber pregofen. So the ber pregofen that you make, that you make of the bread, hamotzi lechem min haaretz, cannot exempt the wine. The wine is considered important, but that only applies to the bracha before the wine. Afal pi shetofel lo lipot the birchas hamazon bracha achrona, but it is considered secondary to the bread, so that it would be exempt from making its own bracha ala gefen. And you can be exempt with the benching. When you bench, you don't have to make an after bracha for wine. The wine you have to make at the beginning of the bracha, but you don't have to make an after bracha. The benching, the birchat hamazon, will apply to the wine as well. Because on its own, wine does not cause a after bracha for itself, only a bracha rishonah. In other words, you only have to make a bere priagofen levado. Shebishvila he ikar habos hakois b'chol dover aton kois. Because it's only the first bracha alone which you bring the cup for. If we require a cup like kiddush avdallah, so it's the bere priagofen that it causes you to make. So when you're just having the cup, but it doesn't cause you to make a bracha achrona. So therefore, the first bracha, you don't have to make, you have to make for wine, even though it's in the meal. but not the after bracha. The after bracha goes with the benching. However, just so we know, on Shabbos, for example, in which we make Kiddush, and we make Kiddush before we wash, so we already made a bor pri hagafen. So, and usually we also have wine at the table. So one has in mind, when he makes the bor pri hagafen, that is going to be wine at the table. That bor pri hagafen goes to the wine on the table. You don't have to make a separate bracha later on, because you made already bor pri hagafen when you made a kiddush. And you made a kiddush, you said bor pri hagafen, that applies to the wine. The fact that you washed in the middle, that doesn't matter. So you still have the bor pri hagafen, and then you don't have to make the first and the after bracha. We'll see soon, we'll learn it inside. Subsection 2, base. But what about water? You want to drink in the middle of your meal or other drinks. You want to have apple juice, you want to have something else in your middle of the meal. You should not make a bracha in the middle of the meal. No bracha in the middle of the meal. Now what about, I'm thirsty. Even if he's thirsty. Because that's considered, they come, it's part of the meal. Why? Well, it's not a meal, it's drinking. But we say, can't eat without drinking. If you eat, you have to drink as well. Drinking is considered to be part of the meal. So now he says, what happens if you're eating something to sweeten up the drink? Let's say you're drinking vodka. Right? But it's sharp, it's strong. So you take, we call it farbeisen, you know, you take something with it to sweeten, let's say, the drink. It's a hard drink. And you take something, let's say you take a pickle, or you, I don't know what you're taking, herring in a kichel.
Herring is some food with
it. You take a herring kichel now, and it's not part of the meal, but it's
like
it's coming to sweeten the drink.
Into the
make a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, so that would be
a Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomato juice.
Yeah. Yeah, so what is the question?
So the question is, it's the same thing, right?
Same thing. No, but he's trying to say, even if you're eating something to sweeten the drink, how does it tough la mashka? So that becomes secondary to the drink. So even though that's not part of the meal, let's say, what do you think? But that is secondary to the drink because it's used in order to sweeten the drink, because you can't just drink, so you're eating something to help you with the drink. And the drink is secondary in iftar b'chas halachav, and they're exempt with the blessing of the bread. So even though you're eating food, but the food is coming to help you with the drink. And the drink, you don't make a bracha, so you don't make a bracha on anything.
That's an adurb.
Maybe an adurb. An adurb comes together with the...
Yeah,
with the no, I saw that they usually they serve like nuts over there when they serve the
yeah, but let's say
what do they
like
serve with it?
Yeah, nuts at a bar so that right. You're thirsty and you want to drink.
So you said that the bread with the lifting would make a motzi, right?
Yeah, no.
Or pretzels. Yeah.
Now here we're talking about something. We're trying to say here what we're talking about here now. He's saying you washed.
Oh, you washed.
Okay. And you washed, we made the motzi.
Oh, okay.
And we're saying to you, if you're going to drink, no bracha is necessary.
Okay.
Even if you're going to eat something because of the drink, and that eating is not part of the meal. That's just coming as a support for to help you with the drink, but it's all secondary. It's secondary to the drink, and the drink to the bread. So no bracha made on that either. What happens if he was thirsty before he started to eat? So you're saying he's not drinking because of the meal, he's drinking because he was thirsty. He just ran the marathon, and he's very thirsty, right? And now he's washing. So when he's drinking, he's not drinking now because he ate. He's drinking because he just ran 27 miles from... So he says, but since you didn't drink then, why'd you wash first? Why didn't you drink right away before washing? Because you're afraid that to drink water without food is going to hurt you. I'm not sure exactly, but maybe just drinking and being on like that on an empty stomach would be no good for him. So you waited for the meal. It turns out that you're drinking the water because of the bread now, because you wanted to eat the bread first. And the blessing of the bread exempts that. So now, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain this now in the parenthesis, but it seems like a little far-fetched. It seems like the bread is a distant cause for the drink. I mean, the bread, he's not drinking, he's drinking because he's thirsty, really. He just doesn't want to drink right away, he's before the meal, so he's eating afterwards. But it's not really that the bread is really the cause for his drinking. So why would it be exempt? And they're not really similar to fruits that one eats at the end to digest the food. Sometimes a person eats fruit. We're not talking about a dessert over here necessarily, but we're talking about eating a fruit to help the digestion. So you will eat at the end of the meal. And over there we say, we're talking about dessert. So over there, the bread is a close cause. So even though that the bread is very close, you know, why does a person eat at the end the dessert? Why is he eating the fruits at the end? That is to digest the previous, and still, so it's a very good close reason for the food. Baba became to him bracha lefneim, and still we cry a bracha before them. If you're going to eat dessert, you're going to make a bracha. So how come, even though it's a very reason, it's connected to the bread because you're trying to settle the food, you want it to help your digestion. That's why you're eating some dessert. So and still you make its own bracha, as we read in Siman. Kufayin Zayin in Siv Beis. Lefisha Peiris and Dvorim Aboim Shaloi Machmas Asuda. Because fruits are items that come not because of the meal. Shederech La'ochlam Kolayim. Because people eat fruits all day long. You'll eat a fruit, you'll grab a fruit, you'll eat it. So a fruit is not necessarily, it's not a meal, it's a snack kind of a thing. It's a thing that one will grab, take a fruit. Lefikachim Aichlam Bishas Suda. So therefore, if you eat it during the time, at the time that there's a meal, they would not be considered secondary to the bread, unless they come for the purpose of eating the bread. So you bring the fruit to help the bread. It's for need that it's still going to eat. Let's say you're using it as a to the bread that you're going to put it on a sandwich, you know, you're going to make it, you're going to put the jam on a sandwich, or you're using it, the fruit is being used to come together with the bread, or as an appetizer. If fruit is coming in as an appetizer, that's a very direct connection. So it's really connected to the bread. Then you don't make a bracha separate than nitkamashi yisbayir, as will be explained later on in Sif Gimel. But it's not coming to help you digest the food that you've already eaten in the past. Because what happened already happened. So you're ready, you finished eating already. Now you're using it to digest the food, so it's past, so it's not part of the meal. But when we're doing a water, another drink, the reason we drink all day water, mostly, he said, is because of the meal. Because most of the thing we're thirsty is because we ate. That's why we are thirsty. He says, and even if water that we drink, which is not for thirst, let's say we're having a good time drinking beer. Let's say you're drinking beer, or honey water, he calls it over here, whatever, soda, whatever, you like it sweet. It's not because you're thirsty, you just want to drink it, enjoy it. It's not normally drank before the meal, but after the meal. They are come because of eating. He says most drinks come because of eating, that's most of the drink. So therefore, if you have it in the meal, even though it's a far cause, you know, you're drinking it to help settle your stomach and everything like that, or you were thirsty beforehand, doesn't matter. Harim tefillin l'suda, they are still secondary for the meal. Obichas apashik l'suda petrosom, the blessing of the bread will exempt them. There's a very different reason why. But the bottom line is, drinks are exempt. You don't make a bracha. Any drink you drink, besides what? Besides wine, we learned. But any other the drinks are all connected to the meal. V'hu shekoveya suda al pas. And that is, the condition is that he's setting his meal on the bread. What happens if a person is eating a little bread just so that the water doesn't hurt him? You know, he doesn't want to eat the water on an empty stomach, whatever it looks like. So he's taking a little bread. You can see it more with regards to mashke, which is more to hard drinks. Taking a little piece of bread so that the mashke doesn't hurt you. So then you make on the bread shahakel, which is what will be explained. Because it's not really bread, it's just using it as a secondary to the drink that you're drinking. So then you would not make a motzi, you would actually make a shahakel. You will get the same halacha as this. This would be the base of chesed.
The mashke is so strong, the acid can hurt your stomach. So by taking it with bread, it probably softens it a bit.
What? Sorry, again?
Like a hard drink sometimes is very coarse and harsh for your stomach. And so by taking it with bread, it softens the impact.
Okay, yeah, so that's what he's saying. So then you would not make... You make a shahakel because you're not really a meal. It's just you're eating it, so it did not...
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. You're getting the ulcers.
Yeah, and also absorption.
You got to talk specifically.
Drunk this fast. Yeah.
Now, what happens... Okay, now we're going to talk about specifically about hard drinks. We're going to talk about liquor and things like that. So what happens now, the yayin sorof, he calls it burning wine, which meaning... Yain Sarov is basically a mashke, a whiskey, or alcohol that has a strong alcohol content. A burning wine, he calls it. Gimel. That's the Hebrew name for Yash, Yain Sarov. Shebetech HaSuda, that's in the middle of the meal. Im Sheisei Kadei Leret Havis HaMeichel, if he's drinking it in order to arouse his appetite, Haru Tofel HaSuda, then it's secondary for the meal, it's for his appetite. Vein Tzorech Levar HaCholov, he doesn't have to make a bracha on it. But if he's drinking in order to heat up his, his intestine or his liver, to digest probably your stomach. If he's doing it to warm up his stomach so that it can sort of digest the food, then you have to make a bracha on it. Just like you would need to make a bracha on fruit to come as dessert, because their intention is for the digestion. If it's made to help you digest, then you have to make a bracha. Why? Why is it not like a regular drink? Why do we say that you have to make a bracha for it? Because also, the yain sorov, this liquor, the hard drinks, you don't drink it because of the food like it is with other drinks. It's also not the intent of most people to arouse, to give you an appetite. Because people are accustomed to drink it every morning. Like in the shuls, most shuls, they have al chaim every morning to start off your day. No, he says people drink it every morning without a meal. It's not like water, we say you wait for the meal. Here, people take al-chaim, they take it right away. If you go and nechus of tofel, that's not considered secondary. Only if it's coming to what you're going to eat in the future, which means to help you not to digest what you've already eaten, only to give you the appetite for the future. If you soak bread in it, into the mashke, into the yain sarov, he will explain later on in Siman Reish Yud Beis Siv Gimel.
The studies say that fruit is better digested if you have it first instead of last.
It's two things. Fruit can either serve in the beginning as an appetite arouser, then you don't make a bracha on it, or it can be served as a dessert, which is helps digestion. Then you do make a bracha on it. Shabbos, you don't have to make any blessing on the mashka, because it's already been exempt with the blessing that you make on the cup of Kiddush. Even if you made Kiddush on wine, which you made a bor pri agofen, so you didn't make a shahakal, it's still going to be exempt, as we'll explain later on in Sif Dalet. Unless he made Kiddush at night time on bread, so I guess if he makes Kiddush on the bread, then there's no bur priyagofen there, so there's nothing to exempt it. So that's why the issue would be on Shabbos as well. But we're talking about if you did Kiddush before you made, you washed, then you have the bracha bur priyagofen that exempts everything. There's other people that say that also water and other drinks would require a blessing within the meal, just like wine. And the reason why the rabbis needed to give a reason that you make the blessing for wine because it causes so bracha, why did they need to say that? Because wine technically draws a person, his appetite to eating. That's considered need of a meal. And that's why we have to give a special reason. Even though it's the need of a meal, you still have to make its own bracha. Why? Because it's going to bracha la'atzmei. Avol shar mashkin she'enim merim tavis ha'maichel, but other drinks that do not cause appetite, to arouse the appetite, for the tzorech levarach aleim, avol she'enim chshuvim k'yayim. You still need to make a bracha on them, even though they're not important as wine. This other opinion says, any drink you drink, you would have to make a bracha. V'yesh matzrichim other people even required to make a drink every time you drink. You'd have to make a bracha. Even one bracha wouldn't be enough. Why? Because he must be changing his mind all the time. In other words, when he had his first drink, he didn't think he'll drink again. Why? Because people don't drink water just if they're thirsty. He doesn't know that he's going to be thirsty again. So now that he's thirsty again, you have to make a new bracha because you didn't know that before, so that bracha didn't apply to now. But the ikar kesvar shayna, the main is like the first opinion, no bracha on any drinks. But it's listalik menasofik, one who wants to go away from any doubt, eat lachar shayna eichel levorich, diskav lepeitri, you should give to somebody else who isn't eating, let him make the bracha, and he should have in mind lepeitri to diskav lepeitri. O yeshiv koid netilu mokim suda, or he should sit down before he washes in the place where he's having the meal. The yivorach al mat mayim or shar mashkin, and he should make a bracha on the water or other drinks. Al das listus kol torke b'tzeich hasudas, so that he's going to have in mind, I'm going to drink whatever I need during the meal. Vafilu im nimlech listus oid lifne hasuda, and even if he decides to drink more before the meal, ain't tzarech levorach to make a bracha. She ain't zekor nimlech has not called change his mind. Kivon shoy vidayt listus achach mesuda al smach berchos yizu, because he had in mind to drink later on the meal, on based on the bracha he's making now. So even though he changed his mind before even the meal started, that he wants to drink again before the meal, he doesn't have to make a separate bracha. If you're drinking before the time, don't drink the amount of revish, so that you won't have to make a bracha achreina. Haderech she'is boyer, as will be explained in Sivov. And then it won't exempt what he's going to drink in the meal. I mean, the whole reason you're drinking beforehand is so that the bracha shahakal should go on what you're going to drink later on. But if you're going to drink enough for revis, you have to make a bracha chrona. And then you make a bracha chrona, then you're not going to be exempt from what you drink in the meal. The gam yizoyer should loy yetze lotzis chutz akayt misud. Also, be careful not to leave before he goes out the meal, because if you change your place, you got to make another bracha. When you come back to your place, you're going to have to make another bracha. The custom is like the first opinion, no bracha on any drinks that you drink. We're not even machmir to be like this, like you're saying over here, to go ahead and make a bracha first and all these things. We don't need that because we rule like no bracha is needed for anything that you drink within the meal. But he's having a difficult time explaining exactly why. That was the discussion of here. Why and how is that different than, you know, water different than wine, and how mashke is different than that, and all the various different situations.